Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You know, you guys have been getting a lot of publicity lately because of the amount of deaf access services personnel that are doing the sign language for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys get involved with this entire process?
Well, Deaf Access Services has been providing this sign language interpreting service to the community since 1983. We were formed by a group of deaf leaders and community allies. We came out as a program of Buffalo Hearing and Speech, actually, initially. But in 1992, the community decided that it was time for us to branch off onto our own. So in 1992, we became our own independent nonprofit. For many years, we were the only sign language interpreting service in the community. Now, of course, there are others, but we're the only nonprofit that provides this interpreting service as well as other human services. So in addition to interpreting press conferences or concerts or college courses, fourth grade curriculum or healthcare appointments, we also help people find jobs. We teach American Sign Language classes, and we provide a lot of other support services to the deaf community.
When people think about a community of special needs, I feel like not a lot of people would associate people who are deaf, with the first thought that would come to their mind. How many people are hearing impaired here in Erie County?
So it's hard to answer that question. We don't really have a lot of good data. We do struggle with finding that right number. Some of us have just been doing the census, and you'll find that there is no option on the census for indicating whether you're deaf or hard of hearing. We don't have any sort of process for determining that number. But, you know, if you want to talk about deaf people who sign, that's a much smaller number. But as you and everybody else in the community knows, all of us are impacted at some point by hearing loss, whether it's something that happens to us as we get older. A lot of us begin to experience certain needs as we get older.
So I guess for a lot of people, when they first think of deaf access services, they think of American Sign Language, which you guys mm-hmm. have been seeing a lot on television doing lately. What sort of things can you do to help people, say, as they get older and they naturally start to have some hearing problems? Where do you guys come in when people get older? How do you help individuals who are struggling with hearing?
So we do get visits from families when they're realizing that somebody is losing their hearing, and each family will sort of choose a different path. We have some families that decide they want to all learn sign language. So we have individuals join our program and learn ASL. We have some people who want to just learn more about assistive technology. They want to find out about the flashing doorbells or a vibrating bed alarm or some other type of system like that, maybe a flashing fire alarm or smoke alarm. There's a lot of things that people don't realize that can really help people maintain communication. A big one is the caption phones. People don't realize that if they're hard of hearing, they can qualify for a free captioning phone service.
Did I hear you say that when you guys were talking about having interpreters somewhere, I heard fourth grade classrooms, we've seen all these press conferences that you all are at. Did I hear concerts too?
Oh yeah. So what the general public is seeing is a very small portion of what we do to provide access for the deaf community. But yeah, we could be at the arena. What is it even called these days?
The KeyBank Center.
Yes. Thank you. we do concerts. We do all kinds of concerts, any kind of concert that one might see in Buffalo. We do a ballet. We do opera. We do musicals. All kinds of entertainment like that.
All right. And do the interpreters, I guess, have a little bit of a fun time when they go to concerts then? Because, like, I saw a video recently of somebody, I forget who the rapper was, but it was a rapper. And they were just doing all the sign language with every single lyric the person was saying, but also, like, rocking out at the same time. Do they have fun with that?
So I'm sure they do have fun with that, and it takes a certain interpreter to have that skill. There's a lot of preparation involved. They have to get the song list ahead of time and all of the lyrics. They will listen to the music in advance so that they can get the moves down, because the body is actually helping to convey a large portion of the music to a deaf person in the audience. It's not just the words, but their body will be reflecting the beat and the rhythm and it's sort of a whole visual experience, not just what's happening on their hands.
I don't want to stray too far away from the main topic at hand, which was coronavirus, but the fact that you guys were doing concerts was something that I just had to ask about as a music fan. With this coronavirus pandemic, I know it's been really taxing for a lot of the interpreters. I've seen sometimes two of the interpreters at a single press conference. How tough of a time has it been right now for not just the interpreters, but the deaf community?
So the interpreters... I've been really pleased to see our interpreters are still ready, willing, and able to go out into the community. We're definitely having conversations, especially with healthcare providers, about what will we do if interpreters can't go, you know, to the emergency department or to the bedside of a person who may be contagious. And in that event, we could use video interpreting as a last resort. But for now, the interpreters are willing to go. We are having a lot of cancellations. So our interpreters who are contractors are going to lose revenue. So I know that they're anxious to have opportunities to work. And so we do use the two interpreters for anything that's going to go over an hour, or where there's continuous dialogue, like in a press conference where it's a lecture style for a long period of time. Every 15 minutes or so, we would want the interpreters to swap out so they can remain fresh and that the content can be accurate.
Go ahead.
Well, you asked me about the impact on the deaf community. And the biggest impact right now in the deaf community is lack of access to critical information. We're really excited that our county executive has been using interpreters every step of the way. But today, for example, it seems that the press conference has changed to a Facebook Live model, and interpreters are not being used. And so today, all of a sudden, the deaf community does not have access to the same information that you and I have access to. The governor of New York has not used one interpreter the entire time, and neither has our president. So there is a lot of frustration and a lot of scrambling within the community to try to create access to the information. There's a couple of folks in the United States who have started interpreting these things on their own Facebook Live pages. So the community always comes together and makes things happen for themselves, but it's always disappointing when the people that we look to provide us with information don't hire interpreters.
But largely on the local level, how pleased have you been to see that the interpreters are being used? I saw there was one at the Niagara County Presser.
Yes.
They've been at every single one media press conference with Erie County, with the exception of today, which was just kind of a Q&A on the county executive's Facebook. You got to be pleased to see that at least largely on the local front they're being used.
Yes, 100%. We're very pleased with the way the county is handling things. And if we have any questions, we always know who to contact to discuss, you know, a different strategy. They're very open. And we were really excited to see Niagara County reach out to us, and also the city of Buffalo reaching out to us. So it does require a certain amount of behind the scenes advocacy. We do have to kind of remind people. As I said before, we're a small community and people don't always think about the deaf community. So that is our job. That's why we're here. Just to advocate and remind. And we're always really happy when people do the right thing and provide the interpretation.
Well, that being said, if people need to get access to you guys, how exactly do they go about doing it?
Well, we're all actually working remotely from this point forward, but we are accessible 100%. We forwarded all of our phones. All of our emails are being accessed. So you can contact us by going to our website at www.wnydas.org. And on there, you'll find all of our contact phone numbers. And I don't know if you know this, but deaf individuals communicate through use of a video phone. And so you can contact any of our deaf staff through that phone number as well.
Okay, so that's a key resource for everybody to know. Pam, is there anything else you wanted our listeners to know about Deaf Access Services or anything else in the community at People Inc.?
I would like to say that we would really encourage any health providers out there or any emergency responders to consider getting set up for video interpreting in the event that we can't get a live interpreter or an in-person interpreter out. It's a pretty easy process, and you can reach us to set that up. We do provide that service as well.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.